Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 7th. The cloud. Have you ever wished that God would leave a handwritten note on your kitchen table spelling out plainly his will for the foreseeable future? Life would be easy then. No more wondering where the Lord was leading you. No more worries about getting things wrong. Stop or go, and he's the signal giver. The Israelites had a pretty good thing. 3 squares a day with heavenly food. Clothes that never wore out, a great and worthy project to undertake in response to what God had done, the tabernacle, a sign of God's presence in a form visible for miles, the cloud of fire, clear and dynamic leadership through Moses and Aaron, a great destination at the end of the journey, and a fabulous place to worship. But notice that the Israelites couldn't do much on their own initiative. They were not free to roam about the country. Go when God said to go. Stop when God said to stop. They had to follow meticulously detailed setup, takedown procedures for their movable temple by a few select men, while most of the people sat around waiting. I get the picture almost of a boot camp experience as the divisions of Israel began to learn their commanders' rules, regulations, and purposes. In the beginning, there was no room for creativity or deviation from the set plan. Everybody had to do what they were told and not do what they were forbidden to do, or else. So before we get all thrilled with the notion of a handwritten note from God detailing life for us, remember this picture of Israel. The story shows us an immature, green people who had not yet proved themselves capable of acting in a grown-up fashion on the principles they had learned as children. Just wait for chapters 10 and following to see what I mean. Is that the condition some of us are in? Needing a lot of direction, dithering on decisions, waiting for someone else to move, whining about the way things are done by others? It's time to grow up in all things in Christ. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.